The deal to make Cirrus a Chinese company has been finalized. Airbus claims $72 billion in new orders at Paris. And the FAA wants to fine Boeing $1 million. This is Aero News. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for downloading this AeroCast. Here's what's up in aviation for Wednesday, June 29th, 2011. The deal is done. Cirrus Aircraft is now a Chinese company. In a news release posted on the company website yesterday, Cirrus and Kaiga, China Aviation Industry General Aircraft Company, announced that the two companies have completed their merger. Cirrus Aircraft now joins what is described as China's leading general aviation product and services company to form what they're calling a worldwide general aviation enterprise. The Duluth News Tribune reports that Congressman Chip Kravac, a Minnesota Republican who had expressed doubts about the sale, said he was satisfied the deal has been properly vetted. He says his staff has been in touch with the State Department and has been assured that sensitive technology will not fall into the wrong hands through the Cirrus merger with Kaiga. We're still not sure whether it's Kaiga or Saiga. For that matter, if you speak Spanish, it might be Kaiga, but I'm pretty sure we're all on our way to speaking Chinese anyway. Airbus says it won orders for a total of 730 aircraft worth $72 billion at last week's Paris Air Show. The company says the numbers represent a new record for any commercial aircraft manufacturer at any air show ever. The commitments comprise MOUs for 312 aircraft worth $28 billion and firm purchase orders for 418 aircraft worth $44 billion. The A320neo family was clearly the star of the week for Airbus, winning an unprecedented 667 commitments worth almost $61 billion. The total A320neo family backlog since its launch just 6 months ago now stands at 1,029 units, making it by far the best-selling airliner in the history of commercial aviation. Airbus could have posted even bigger numbers, but for a political tiff with the Chinese government. China is reportedly not happy with the European Union over its proposed requirement for all airlines which fly to EC member nations to reduce carbon emissions, so it delayed the announcement of an order for 10 Airbus A380s at the Paris Air Show. Hong Kong Airlines was expected to make the announcement, but the Wall Street Journal reports an Airbus spokesman said the announcement was being delayed due to the political environment. While the deal has already apparently been completed and does not appear to be in jeopardy, a source told the paper that Chinese airlines are not allowed to get into deals with Europe for the time being. A spokesman for the Chinese government said only that his country is opposed to the EU's inclusion of its airlines in the carbon trading scheme. In another big order, AirAsia announced on Friday it has selected CFM International's advanced LEAP engine to power 200 Airbus A320neo aircraft. The airline is scheduled to begin taking delivery in 2016. The company also announced it secured orders for 160 CFM 56-7B engines from Boeing for its next-generation 737s. To support the new LEAP-powered A320neo fleet, AirAsia has also signed a 20-year rate-per-flight-hour agreement with CFM to provide comprehensive engine maintenance service. Under the terms of the agreement, CFM will guarantee maintenance costs on a dollar-per-engine flight-hour basis. Bombardier Aerospace says it wrapped up a very successful week at Paris with up to $4.7 billion in firm orders, options, and purchase rights for its technologically advanced C-Series airliner and large-cabin Global 7000 and Global 8000 business aircraft. Company President Guy Hatchey observed, quote, "After only 25 years in aviation, we have emerged as an industry leader in product innovation. Our customer-centric focus is at the heart of our business strategy and is what will propel us to the forefront of the market," unquote. The FAA is proposing a civil penalty of just over $1 million against Boeing for allegedly failing to correct a known problem in the production and installation of the central passenger oxygen system in 777s. The FAA based the penalty on inspections of 9 newly assembled aircraft between April and October of last year. The Bureau says inspectors discovered that spacers in the oxygen delivery system distribution tubing were not installed correctly, which could result in the system not supplying oxygen to passengers should depressurization occur. Boeing has 30 days to respond. Still ahead, trusted traveler is still a popular idea. A Texas high school wins the Transatlantic Rocketry Challenge. And who could not love the sound of a Merlin? You're listening to Aeronews.
Diamond's DA-42 Twin Star is General Aviation's ultimate flying machine. Fly fast with the confidence of a twin for the cost of a single. Go direct over water or rugged terrain and cover great distances in the first and only piston aircraft with an advanced airframe, avionics, and engines. The DA-42 gives you options you've never had before, including the Garmin G1000 and known ice protection. Go where you want, when you want, fast and for less. Visit Diamond on the web at www.diamondair.com or call 888-359-3220.
We're back to wrap up your Aero Briefing for Wednesday, June 29th. I'm Paul Plack. A new survey released Monday shows significant majorities of frequent business and leisure travelers would pay up to $150 to enroll in a trusted traveler program. The U.S. Travel Association recently recommended such a program be put in place for domestic air travelers, and the TSA is said to be considering options. The survey asked more than 1,000 adults how likely they were to enroll in a trusted traveler program that offered expedited, risk-based screening at major airports for an annual enrollment fee of between $100 and $150 and requiring a background check. 45% of all travelers, 61% of frequent leisure travelers, and 75% of frequent business travelers were very or somewhat likely to enroll. A December 2010 study showed respondents would take 2 to 3 trips more per year if the hassle involved in flying could be reduced without compromising security. Those additional trips would add over $84 billion in travel spending and support 888,000 additional jobs, according to research from U.S. Travel. If this all sounds like deja vu, you might be recalling that when Congress created TSA, it mandated a trusted traveler program, which TSA essentially ignored. The ill-fated CLEAR program took the money from travelers, okay, but the FBI didn't cooperate to provide the background checks. So all participants ended up getting was the privilege of jumping to the front of the line and then enduring the same screening as non-participants. Student rocketeers from France, the United Kingdom, and the United States competed Friday in the 4th annual Transatlantic Rocketry Challenge. The 4-member team from Rockwall Heath High School in Heath, Texas, posted the best score to win the international fly-off. Worksop College from Nottinghamshire, England, placed second. College Leonard da Vinci St. Alban from Bordeaux, France, placed third. Rockwall Heath team president John Isom was understandably happy. Quote, "We knew we had a great design and had calculated the variables, but until you shoot the rocket, you really can't be sure. What a way to end our team experience with the Team America Rocketry Challenge." Unquote. The challenge this year was to launch a rocket to exactly 750 feet during a 40 to 45 second flight. The payload, a raw egg, had to return to the ground by parachute undamaged. As part of their score, teams also had to give an 8-minute presentation on their rocket design to a panel of international judges. The winning score represented a height of 745 feet and a duration of 43 seconds. An Arizona-based pilot builder was able to safely land his experimental amateur-built plane off airport without damage after smelling gas and losing power. But the fire that broke out as he walked away destroyed the aircraft. The NTSB's preliminary report says the Murphy Moose was consumed by fire following a forced off-airport landing about 11 miles east of Aguila, Arizona. The owner pilot was not injured. During the flight at 1,400 feet AGL, the engine started to lose power, then quit completely during the emergency landing. The touchdown and rollout were uneventful, but the pilot noticed fuel dripping from the engine compartment. A fire erupted and the pilot had no way to put it out. The pilot says the plane was equipped with a fuel-injected Corvette LS6 engine that uses a high-pressure fuel system. He added that all fuel lines forward of the firewall were fire-sleeved. But this wasn't the first time it happened. The FAA documented a similar event in 2006 involving the same pilot and the same plane, only during taxiing. Gravity feed and an updraft carb is looking better to me all the time. The Anti-Defamation League has called on Delta Airlines to ensure that Jewish, Israeli, and other non-Muslim passengers do not face discrimination as a result of a pending partnership with Saudi Arabian Airlines. In a news release Friday, the league said Abraham Foxman, its national director, has written a letter to Delta calling on the carrier to make clear to officials of Saudi Arabian Airlines and to the Saudi government that it will not be a party to discriminatory policies. The controversy started with news reports that Delta might be forced to bar Jews and holders of Israeli passports from boarding flights bound for Jeddah and other Saudi cities under terms of the deal. For its part, Saudi Arabia says, quote, "Rumors being circulated via the internet regarding passenger flight restrictions on Saudi Arabian Airlines are completely false. The government of Saudi Arabia does not deny visas to U.S. citizens based on their religion," unquote. And finally today, a single complaint from a single individual nearly grounded a historic plane in England. The plane is thought to be one of only two airworthy two-place Spitfires in the U.K., and its pilot is a 58-year-old woman who learned to fly the plane after her husband, who had restored it, was killed in an automobile accident in 1988. Carolyn Grace reportedly flies the unique plane at demonstrations and air shows all over the UK from her home airfield in Rendlesham, Suffolk. The complaint said the noise, quote, "ruined the peace and quiet of the English countryside," unquote, according to the London Daily Mail. But in answer, thousands of fans have reportedly signed a petition to keep Grace and her Spitfire flying. The paper reports 3,411 signatures on the petition, over 200 emails, and nearly two dozen handwritten letters. Apparently, there are still some people in Suffolk who remember a time when the sound of a Merlin engine in full song came between them and the sound of speaking German. That's the latest from Aero News. If you haven't done it yet, subscribe to our Aerocasts at iPodder, Podcast Alley, or at aero-news.net. I'm Paul Platt. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.